At the Coalface by Catherine Peyton Black.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Catherine Peyton was born in Hamilton, Lanarkshire, in 1946 and married Doug Black when she was 19. After a series of jobs, Doug became a coal miner in 1974 and worked at Bevercote's pit for the next decade. After becoming a mum to five children, Catherine joined Bevercote's colliery herself, working in the canteen to serve miners breakfast, lunch and dinner. During the Great Strike in 1984, Catherine was one of the few female official picketers when she joined her husband in the fight to stop the pit closing under the Tory government. Catherine now lives with Doug and their two Westie dogs in Ollerton, another former pit village, where a giant Tesco now stands where the Ollerton pit once was. The couple have 12 grandchildren and one great-grandchild on the way. Catherine hopes this book will keep the pit spirit alive. This book is dedicated to all the miners and their wives who went on strike. With many thanks to my ghostwriter, Shannon Kyle, my agent, Diane Banks, and my children, Susan, Lorraine, Carrie and Alan, for all their help. Chapter 1. My first memory, age 2, was shrieking at my mum, Mary. The poor woman was only trying to get a styrene suit on me, an old-fashioned all-in-one to keep out the harsh Scottish winter, but I wasn't having any of it. My baby sister...